Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're launching here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you. Oh, I didn't turn your mic on. Messed that one up. Try that again.
And Sam?
Yes, Sam sitting in for Mark, who is on vacation. Our toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, we invite you to bring up anything. If it's your first time listening to the show, you don't believe us when we say you can bring up virtually anything, well, you really can. And we do have to, I guess, qualify it with virtually because it's got to be FCC-friendly. But otherwise, anything goes. At 1-800-259-9231. So, last hour, toward the end of the hour, we started talking about dogs, actually dog bureaucrats, the ones that come around to your house and demand that you pay them because you want to love a dog, because you were so generous of yourself to take a dog, for instance, out of the Humane Society and put them in your loving home, that they decide they want to get $91 from you for it, or whatever the arbitrary amount is that the local bureaucrats in your area have decided is the appropriate amount to pay them, so they don't steal your dog from you or possibly put you in a jail cell.
Isn't this just a tax in order to support their activities of rounding up strays, perhaps?
I'm sure the money would go to the animal services bureaucracy. Yeah.
I mean, why can't this be done on some kind of a voluntary basis?
Well, it could. I mean, the Humane Society is completely funded on a voluntary basis, at least as I understand it. I recall looking into that once as to whether or not the Humane Society took government money, and maybe it's a different story all around the country, but down in Sarasota, Florida, they did not take, as I recall, any government money. So, yeah, it's absolutely possible to fund taking care of animals on a voluntary basis. So we were talking about that and how it is that if these bureaucrats come around, they've got a set of questions that they will ask you. If you answer the door, it's like answering the door for a vampire. If you open the door, they can come in and then they can do whatever they want. Now, it's not exactly the same with an animal control officer, but the concept is similar. You've opened the door, they're going to start answering questions, and if you don't know what to do with their questions, you're going to look bad, they're going to issue you a citation, you're going to end up in court.
They could potentially be trying to put their foot in the door and force entry into the home.
Cops have been known to do something like that. Maybe an animal control officer would do that. In many cases, they are police, so it would depend. They were talking about in the article that some of them have citation powers and some do not, so maybe they're bringing bureaucrats over from other parts of the department and having them walk the streets, basically looking for people that don't have their license up to date or following up on people that haven't renewed their license so they can cash in. And so once you open that door, it opens the door to the conversation. And once the conversation door is open, then anything you say can and will be used against you. And if you admit to having a dog and not having it registered, there's your citation right there. If you admit to having a dog and having a registration lapse, you'll get a citation unless you pay up right there and then. And so if you want to keep your privacy, if you want these people to stop bothering you, one of the best ways to deal with that is to just not talk to them. Don't answer the door in the first place. I know that the guys at Busted, I was watching the Motorhome Diaries at motorhomediaries.com. They're going around the country. Pete and Jason, great guys, free staters, going to move to Keenan actually when it's all said and done. But they're driving in an RV all around the country and meeting up with liberty-oriented people. And while they were in, I think it was D.C., they met up with the Flex Your Rights guys from the video Busted that you may have seen. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. The one thing that they don't cover in Busted that we learned from our friend Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com is that in Busted, they do a good job of showing how to deal with the cops if you feel like you have to talk to them in the first place. Like, you know, step outside your front door, don't invite them into your house, that sort of thing. Talk to them outside if you feel you must talk to them. But Barry Cooper recommends you just not talk to them at all. And that seems to be the most sensible advice, because then they have no contact with you. There was an example of some of the guys here in Keene. There were a handful of activists living in one of the houses here, one of the Pork Manors, I guess you could call it. And the animal control had come up to the front door. Who knows what their purpose was? I mean, the people on the other side of the duplex own dogs, so maybe they got the side wrong. I don't know. But they knew better than to open. They'd heard Barry Cooper's advice, and they knew better than to open that door for that animal control officer. They also knew better than to talk through the door. You don't have to talk to them. When I say don't open the door, I mean don't even talk to the person. So they didn't do that. And they even were seen. I mean, the animal control officer's looking in the window, and they're walking in front of the window. And so the officer knew someone was home, but he doesn't have the ability to bust in with a warrant or something like that. He's there on a fishing expedition to talk to people that have seen so many Hollywood movies and they believe they must open the door for the police, and that opens the door for them to start writing citations.
Yeah, and the fact is, in law, you have absolutely the most protection inside of your own house. And so I've used that as well. When I was back in Plano, I walked in and the police officer came up to the door over a neighbor's tree that was growing out into the street that I had gone up and, started filming the bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I did talk to him through the door, and I held a camera up at the window so that he could see he was being filmed.
Yep.
And, there was nothing he could do. He just kept asking question after question to try and get me outside. And I just keep telling him, look, it's time for you to leave.
Yeah, if he gets you outside, then he takes it to the next level, whatever that is. It's probably not something you want.
Whatever he wants it to be, essentially.
So you had a piece of mail come in while you were in jail from, was it from mail to jail?
Mail to jail, yep.
Mail-2-jail.com.
This is from Jason in Colorado Springs. He said, Sam, I appreciate what you're doing to advance the cause of freedom. Several days ago, police rang my doorbell after midnight and wanted to know the whereabouts of my brother-in-law. Thanks to you, Ian, and other Free Staters, I was able to confidently refuse to open the door and to not answer any of their questions. Keep up the good work. Reinforcements are on the way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So a win.
So another example of, the impact that the show is having, and that people mm-hmm. are able to listen to this and eventually gain the courage to take these little steps. It's, it's hard to do some of the bigger acts of civil disobedience.
Absolutely.
But just
perfect
not
example.
Answering the door is simple.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of one of those baby steps that we've talked about on the show, to where if a whole bunch of people were to just take little steps like that, just a little dip into the waters of non-cooperation and not be completely obedient to these folks, it would do a whole lot to just stop them dead in their tracks. I mean, what would they do in Laguna Beach or wherever the hell this story was, it could be your town, any town, USA, they do this stuff everywhere. If these guys went to a neighborhood and only 1% of the people opened the door or talked to these people, what would they do? They don't have enough evidence to build a case.
Yeah.
Because you build the case for them when they ask you questions and you answer them. Which is why if you do get to the point, let's say you're out walking your dog. Well, now you're in trouble, right? Because if there's no way you can avoid that one. Although I suppose you could just walk on into your house and close the door behind you, right? That's basically what you did when you were across the street filming.
Before he got out of the car, he tried to hit a siren to stop me, and I knew mm-hmm. better than that. I did not even turn around, shut the door, and turned around and locked it.
Well, a siren doesn't mean anything. What's that supposed to mean?
It's
just
now,
a noise.
But now if a cop's giving you an order to stop and you go into the house, that
then
may be the
you're
problem.
In trouble. Yeah. So see if you can get into your house
but
if you're walking the dog. But
you should be able to just sit there. Am I being detained? Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
And they're key questions.
Mm-hmm.
Key questions that are relatively easy to memorize. Those are the two big ones, I would say. Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
And
ask
thing.
Him some questions. If he asks you a question, ask him questions. Just what's your name? Anything that you can, anything basic that you can come up with to turn the conversation around. Because when you're answering questions, you're losing. And when you're asking questions, you're in the position of, you're coming from a position of mastery and strength.
And if you don't know what to say and you get stuck, if you don't recall what the answer is to a question, you can always say that, and it's very difficult for them to use that against you because you just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you answer with the, misinformation or the wrong answer, then you've got some problems.
Yeah, if you say you don't recall, then you can't be caught in a lie. Right?
Exactly.
So all that, keep that in mind. Next time someone in a uniform is knocking at your door, the toll-free number here for us, maybe you want to share your story with us. Maybe you've had a similar success. I know there was somebody had called a little while back. I think you might have been in jail for this call, but they were talking about they had some friends. They were having a party, and they successfully managed to deflect the police by not answering the door. You probably want to turn the music down in that instance because you don't want to give them a reason to come back. But, just don't talk to these guys. There's no reason for it. 1-800-259-9231, and since that's the advice of Barry Cooper, who is a former narcotics officer, I believe it's some of the best advice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll talk about violence. as a solution to the government problem. I, of course, don't believe it is in any way, shape, or form. And we'll talk to you if you want to chime in here at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On your feet!
I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So, wanted to talk about violent rhetoric tonight. Wanted to discuss something that has been on the table recently in some of the activist forums, and I think it's worthy of discussion on the air because I know a lot of people feel the same way as I used to feel about the government and using violence in response to their violence. And so I think we need to get to have this discussion. And Ogre over at the New Hampshire Free Press has really, I think, written out something that pretty much describes how I feel to a T. So I'm just going to read his words here. This is kind of in response, as I said, to some forum posts that recently have brought this discussion forward, and it's probably going to keep coming back, because a lot of people in the liberty movement come from a perspective of Second Amendment, you know, that's how we defend our freedom, and the Second Amendment was put there to defend from encroaching government, and this is all the things that we've been told about having guns, and the reason why we're supposed to have them is to allegedly not just protect us from common criminals, but also from government criminals. But it turns out that it just doesn't work out like that.
Well, and people like to be treated with respect. They like to be like to think that they're capable of making their own decisions. And when the government goes against or goes after the people, they're pretty much going to lose. You can't stand up to government with violence or with force.
It's a guaranteed death wish.
They'll win, yeah.
Then that's just it. If you want to have a chance at living in freedom, then fighting back with firearms or a knife or whatever, fighting back with violence against the government aggressors is not going to get you to that point.
Yeah, but to sit there and know that I haven't hurt anybody and this group is coming after me and they're making all of these demands and there is absolutely nothing that I can do about it just gets people, I think, so enraged.
Well, there's not nothing that you can do. You can non-cooperate. You can be civilly disobedient. But if you want to live to fight another day or to stand another day, if you want to live to continue to live, then you can't pick up a weapon. And that's just how it is. But let me go get to Ogre's post here. It's over at freekeen.com. You can read it for yourself. He says, I've been thinking more about pacifism and how to combat this government that is clearly no longer constitutionally or freedom-based, if it ever was. I have to admit, I used to be what Russell Canning, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press and a well-known pacifist in this movement, referred to as a gun cleaner, though I'd never heard the term. I am quite skilled with firearms, and I have more than one. I'd always vowed that the government would get me only after I fought back, led first. I was and am perfectly willing to be killed by the government because I know where I'm going after that time. However, after reading and watching so much of the freedom activities in New Hampshire, and certainly I've got to give Russell a lot of credit, and I would Sam as well, only really figured this out just before Sam was kidnapped, I've changed my views, and I would encourage others to change as well. Am I a pacifist now? I don't think so. And not just because of the age-old societal view that makes me a wimp because I won't fight back. I'm just not all the way there. I am, for example, willing to use violence against someone who's trying to hurt me or my family, a private someone, basically. It may be wrong in some circles, but I am willing to do it. At the same time, I am now a pacifist when it comes to government. You see, the government, which includes all people who are employed by government or obtain cash from the government, is nearly unlimited. In addition, this same government now has a dedicated group that's also very large, that is as close-knit as many families. And the members of this group are trained in violence and how to use it, and they will blindly follow any instructions of that government, no matter what. Does this mean they would round up people and throw them into concentration camps? Honestly, I believe they would. Some might not. But some sure would. The government has been training these law enforcement officers to do one thing and one thing only, obey orders. Remember that classic scene from The Fugitive where the innocent man says, I didn't do anything, and the law enforcement officer says, I don't care? Well, that is law enforcement today. They obey orders and simply will not question them.
They're just doing their job, and this is about the law, people.
They need a paycheck.
They can't make moral judgments on their own because it might put them in danger of challenging the paradigm that they hold.
Or it would put them in danger of losing their paycheck. I mean, even if they understand where we're coming from, and even if they agree with some of the principles of freedom,
they have a pension that's going to take care of them very nicely for the rest of their life.
They want to put their kids through college or whatever. There's certain motivations that are in play that just say to them, better to not rock the boat. So they will follow the orders, and that's what they're trained to do. In addition, the same group of people is trained to deal with violence. It's what they expect. They know what to do with anyone who's violent, and that is, treat them like an animal. Anyone who's captured by law enforcement is to them less than human. Anyone who has been in a jail cell will be able to tell you that. If you know someone who's a prison guard, ask them about it. It's what these people do. Finally, these very same people, law enforcement, are completely blindly loyal to themselves and their leaders. If you use violence against them, you will lose. There is no other outcome. And there's more to this, but just to interject here, you might be free for a few hours while you're on the run, if you want to even consider that freedom.
While they're gathering reinforcements to come and take care of you.
And you can celebrate your moral victory in that short period of time as well, because you are morally in the right. I think that that the government has aggressed and continues to aggress against peaceful people all day, day in and day out, day after day, month after month, year after year. The aggression is continuous and nonstop. And so I think that morally, yeah, it feels like you'd be in the right to just, you know, blast a few holes in some government agents. But it doesn't solve anything. It won't even solve anything inside you. It just lowers you to their level. You then become the practitioner of violence. And you could say, well, but it's morally right because they aggressed against me. But do you want to live to be able to talk to someone about it later on down the line? Because if you use violence in defense of the government's aggressions, they're going to team up against you. There are more of them than there are of you, and they will find you. They will dedicate days and nights to finding you and taking you out, and you will get a trial by cop. You will not get a trial in front of a judge. We already know how corrupt and awful judges are in this country, but the cops aren't going to give you the chance to get to the courtroom.
And the press is going to make you out to be this crazy lunatic,
yes,
and they're going to reinforce the belief, people's belief, that we need government cops out there to keep us safe
from crazy lunatics.
Like this guy.
Yep. So there is no benefit. There is no benefit to you because you end up dead. And if you've got family members or people that are counting on you, then you're certainly not going to benefit them being dead.
Yep.
And there's no benefit to this movement either. You could say, well, even if I go out, I'll take five of them with me, and that's fine. And if everybody else takes five of them, then that'll take care of the problem. Well,
it's the same reason the drug war doesn't end when the drug dealer gets arrested.
Yeah.
It's just another job opportunity.
Somebody fills in, exactly. They'll open it up. Maybe they'll have to pay him a little bit more, but that's okay.
Or
they'll
maybe the guy that comes in will be a little more of a sadist, a little more aggressive.
There's always that possibility. Because he might, it might be more likely to attract.
It's more dangerous out there.
Exactly. So the dangerous position is more likely to attract the sickos and the more violent people. So there is no benefit to this practice. And it's so widely held in the liberty movement that, well, if they just cross that line, which of course you don't really know where that line is. Most people don't know where their line is. They don't know when it would be crossed, in what way it would be crossed. Will they really be prepared for it when the crossing comes? All of those are questions that there is no real good answer to. But there's more here to what Ogre has to say, and I am completely on board with him so far here. 800-259-9231. Maybe you're one of the gun polishers out there, and you want to defend yourself. You're certainly welcome to. I have to say, it's been one of the more difficult personal journeys for me, is to move away from the attitude of violence in return for their violence and toward peace.
Yeah, I'm pondering the same question, and something I struggle with as well.
More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us features, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you enjoy making your own tools, doing your own repairs, and constructing things out of salvaged materials? If so, join James Ballou at paladinpodcast.com to learn what's in his new survival book, Makeshift Workshop Skills for Survival and Self-Reliance. Browse more than 800 other books and videos at paladinpress.com on topics like survival, firearms, martial arts, and more. Remember, paladinpress.com. Again, paladinpress.com. So, sharing a blog post from freekeen.com, actually lifted from the New Hampshire Free Press originally. I just thought it was so good. I was reading the New Hampshire Free Press today, and I thought this was so outstanding. It deserved to be shared on the air because it brings up the issue of violence in response to government violence. And as Ogre, the article, the author, is pointing out, he's not a complete pacifist in that if, for instance, a common low-level criminal is to come into his home to try to rape his wife or steal something, then he believes that it's completely appropriate to use violence to rebuff the advances of someone like that. And the reason why is because nobody is going to look at that and say that he was in the wrong. At least most people are going to look at that and say you're a hero for protecting your family. But when the aggressors are men with badges and guns, men with uniforms calling themselves the police,
men with a monopoly on violence,
with not just a monopoly but also a system of legitimacy,
right,
that two the observer, to the common man who's been fully indoctrinated with the belief that government is necessary and government is good and all that, they're going to look at that and they're going to say, if you are violent against the government, then you're a crazy nut job and you deserve to be stopped in your tracks, and there's no way to win with violence in that situation. Indeed, how has violence ever brought about a peaceful society? In reality, it never really has, at least from my observations. If you want to get to peace, you have to be completely peaceful, especially if we're talking about dealing with a government here. So let me continue the story. He says, if you don't believe me, what he's talking about here is how it is that the law enforcement officers are just trained to follow orders. They're not going to disobey. If they're told to cut you down, they're going to cut you down, and on and on. He goes on to say, if you don't believe me, watch what happens when a call goes out over the radio of officer down. Dozens, if not more, of law enforcement officers will show up looking to kill somebody and get revenge. It's what they do. If you use violence against this sort of person, they will respond with more violence. It's what they understand. And isn't that the history of the world? Isn't violence begetting violence just where it has always been out there? That's what happens. You respond with violence, they respond with violence until somebody ends up dead. And then that just angers more people and more violence is brought about. The Iran situation, and I haven't been paying close attention to that, but the more violent a protest gets, the more likely the police are to respond with violence.
Yeah, well, and those protests have actually been very peaceful, but the state is saying they are not going to tolerate it anymore, that they are going to be cracking down, so... This is, you know, I see the value in approaching things from a peaceful perspective, and this is something that I'm personally struggling with. I'm not ready to get to the point where I am a complete pacifist and I don't ever believe in using violence. It's something that's just kind of hard for me to let go of completely and say that under no circumstances would I resort to using violence against someone.
But what about against the government someone's?
Oh, I see that there's just no point in
that. That's the differentiation that he's making here. If
the government is just made up of people, if it would work with the government, with the people that have the monopoly on legitimate use of force, why wouldn't it work on just an ordinary person?
You mean being peaceful?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, isn't it a double standard to say, well, it's, you know, I believe in peace under these circumstances when I'm attacked by this specific group of people?
Well, the problem there is that if you're talking about just a private criminal, just some crazy madman that is going around slaughtering, let's say, young women, a Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that, who's seducing women and then killing them in their apartments, there's no... If they are just submitting themselves to his knife and they aren't defending themselves, then he can go on forever and kill as many women as he would like. And no one sees him as being legitimate in any way. So there would be no real consequences for the woman to defend herself in that particular case against the madman. Whereas there are consequences for defending yourself against the gang of men with badges calling themselves the state. It's not that you're going to teach them a lesson necessarily by submitting to their violence. They're going to have their way with you and they're going to hurt you and it's going to be difficult. And you're probably going to end up in a jail cell for months or perhaps even years, depending on what silly charges they bring against you. But you can help change other people's minds in your peaceful actions. If you remain completely peaceful, I mean, let's go to the Iran situation where you've got protesters that are, I've seen some of I haven't seen video footage, but I've seen some of the photos of the police beating on people down there.
Mm-hmm.
If they are beating on somebody and that somebody is being completely nonviolent in return, then that just makes the police look bad. In the public's eye, it reduces their level of legitimacy and it harms their image and it makes them out to look more like the thugs that most people know. I think people that are at least in our camp, they know that these people are thugs. A lot of people kind of have the feeling that something is incredibly wrong, and these examples... When you're completely peaceful and they're being violent, it shows crystal clear where the problem lies. Now, sure, there will still be plenty of people that blame the victim. Well, he shouldn't have been there, or he should have been at that protest, or whatever. Obviously, you're not going to convince everybody. But if you've been trying to show people that the police are the violent thugs, this is how you do it. That's how you change minds. You're not going to change anybody's mind if you submit to Jeffrey Dahmer's knife. There's nothing, there's no real... there's no real win in submitting to a private criminal. Whereas if you submit to the violence of the government, then there is at least a chance, I think, that you could live another day and possibly live in a free world later on down the line.
And Gandhi did this when he had the people line up, what was it, at the salt mines, and they had the security guards at the gate with billy clubs just beating the people in the face, and he had everyone wear white so that the blood would be very visible, and the papers were there to take pictures as they carried the people off to the side, and one after another just lined up to take a
who are the criminals
club to the face.
Who is the threat? Who are the criminals? If you're completely peaceful, it's clear that you are not the threat, that you are not the problem. I'm with you, Sam. It's tough for me too. It's tough for me to even sit here and say these things because I've just come to these conclusions recently, and it's still something I wrestle with in my mind, especially when people will bring up, for instance, well, what about the Jews, right? What about, should they have not met the SS with clubs and resistance at their front door? And the fact is, according to, well, I don't know if it's a fact, but from what I understand, one of the posts on NH3.com from Tom Sawyer points out that most of them went along with what they were ordered to do. Mm-hmm. Most of the Jews in Nazi Germany did as they were told. So there's a big difference between being completely obedient and being nonviolent and yet still resistant or non-cooperative. No, I'm not going to report to the induction center and voluntarily process myself into your system. No, I'm not going to do those things, but I'm not going to violently resist at the same time. So that's kind of a middle ground between being a completely obedient sheep and being a violent resistor. Mm-hmm. So there's that middle ground there. 800-259-9231. So back to Ogre, he says that the only way this government will be brought down using violence will be by a force that's tremendously huge. I'm talking hundreds of thousands to a million people that are willing to use violence against them. If you shoot one, 10 will quickly appear to take their place. If you're not immediately killed by them, which is highly likely, then you'll be at the very least jailed for life and branded as something worse than people that smoke cigarettes. You'll be a cop killer. No, I can't say that I know what will bring down this government, but I am quite sure that it won't be done with violence unless the entire Chinese army makes landfall in California. Even terrorist bombs don't have a chance. Seriously, violence against this machine is completely pointless, whereas I would say that violence in response to a Jeffrey Dahmer or somebody like that that's threatening your family or yourself personally is not pointless. There is a point to that. Okay. More on the way here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind?
If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on as many radio stations as we possibly can, bring as many people to the ideas of freedom as we can as well. And so it's a big help to us. Plus you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's take your calls. There's still a little bit more to the story about violence versus peaceful means to achieving a peaceful ends, which, of course, would be to get rid of the government, get rid of institutionalized monopoly of violence, and move on, evolve to a voluntary society. And I don't believe that we can peacefully evolve. I don't believe evolution to that point is possible without peace as the way.
Yes.
You cannot, what is it that, who is it that's the quote there?
Your Thich Nhat Hanh.
Thich Nhat Hanh. This is one of your mentors.
There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.
I love that. Let's go to Phil in Mount Jackson listening to WSVG. Hello, Phil.
How y'all doing this evening, gentlemen?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to chime in a little bit on the topic at hand.
Sure.
Especially what you were talking about earlier with resisting law enforcement officers and so forth. And I think that a lot of your problem lies not necessarily within the officers themselves, as they're a bit more reactionary, but a lot of it's the fact that there's just simply way too much law out there in the first place that they have to uphold.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
I mean, granted, a lot of times, and I honestly believe that maybe not the majority, but a large minority of the times where you see officers have to use force to someone resisting arrest is simply because the person is reacting to the fact that they had no idea there was a law that says they couldn't do whatever they were doing.
Well, hold on. Isn't the Bill of Rights there to guide police in some basic principles that they are to abide by?
This is very true, but since everything's kind of a trickle-down effect, the government themselves, by trampling all over the Bill of Rights with a lot of the laws they pass, and the officers, they are kind of put in a bit of a catch-22. Keep their job by enforcing the law, or use what they know to be common sense. So I believe that the officers, because they are looking out for themselves, looking out for their job, are choosing to enforce the law. Mm-hmm. While all good revolutions and rebellions start from the ground up, and simply by officers turning around and saying, no, we're not going to enforce this law, it's not a fair law, it's not even a just law, would be helpful. At the same time, they'll find themselves on the unemployment line as well.
Yeah,
and that's what's going to be different, and that is what's different about what's happening in New Hampshire, is this is not a revolution or a rebellion where it's, you know, going to come about by violent means. What I think most of the activists...
not all revolutions and rebellions come through violent means.
Right, well, but this is really about evolution. It's about educating these people, reaching out to them, talking to them about, look, here's what you're doing, here's the harm that it's causing, here's a solution that would take care of, address some of these core issues that we find over and over and over again in government, and keep putting that message in front of them until they start to come around and start to think a little bit differently about their situation, about what they're putting out into the world and what it is exactly that they're creating.
And to add to that, in order to get them to think, you have to remain completely peaceful.
Yes.
If you engage in violence in response to their violence, they're never going to think anything but this is a thug and a criminal, and I must do what it takes to stop him. Whereas if you're allowing them to be violent toward you, and you're asking them throughout it, why are you hurting me? Why are you doing this to me? Or whatever it is you can ask to get the gears turning. Like, I'm not violent. I'm not hurting you. Why are you behaving like this?
And it's compassion as well, understanding that these people are doing what they think is best. This is the way they believe the world needs to be run, and that's why they're supporting it with, you know, by dedicating their lives to doing this for a paycheck.
Nobody wants to turn the other cheek, but that's, I think, what the best solution to this is.
It's the way.
And I will say this. I believe that law enforcement, the ideal of upholding the law in and of itself can be a noble profession. I think that a lot of the problem lies with the fact that there's a lot of laws that, unfortunately, they have to uphold, and they shouldn't be there in the first place. And while I do believe that officers should show some restraint, especially the people who are not acting in violent means, I don't know. I think a lot of that's also conditioning on their part, having to deal with people as well.
I think there's a lot of things
that you have to take into consideration before, you know, using too much of a broad brush when dealing with police officers as well. And I do agree with a lot of the tenets what you're saying, and I do believe that through civil and peaceful means you can achieve a lot more in a long run.
Absolutely.
Especially with the law.
Great call tonight, Phil.
In that sense, I could definitely say that, you know, revolution or rebellion, I know I use those terms, but in a sense it is. It's a revolution in thought.
Well, no, it's not a revolution, and I have to say, I mean, generally I agree with what you said throughout the call, and I think it's been a great call, and I thank you for it, Phil, tonight. But this is one of the reasons why I've embraced the term evolution as opposed to revolution, because definitions are important, and words are powerful, and words are tools. If you're saying revolution, what you're saying is going back around to the beginning, revolving, like a revolving door. You're never getting anywhere. You're just starting over from the beginning again.
Throw these guys out, and let's get a new group of people in here with a new set of rules and try and make the same thing happen.
It doesn't work. It has to be, in order to achieve a truly peaceful, voluntary society, it must be achieved through peaceful means, and that's the only way that you can evolve to the next step. Taking the next step in mankind's evolution is to make that choice to rise above what has come before. And what has come before is history repeating itself over and over again. One violent group of thugs calling themselves government, ruling over others till they're finally resisted to the point of, you know, violence, to they're overthrown, and then those who are leading the resistance take the seats of power, and like you're saying, it starts all over again. We have to make a conscious choice to put all that aside and to say, no, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. I want to move on beyond this violence begets violence, to where peace can beget peace.
Yeah, and I think that's an important distinction that needs to be made. I don't want to get rid of government. I don't want to do away with it. I don't want to tear them down or whatever. I really want to be left alone, and that's a very peaceful stance to take. And it just shows, you know, the government people for what they are, for what they are, you know, their design forces them into. They have to lash out at people when their authority is challenged. And it just shows this is what underlies this entire system, and that's why I think civil disobedience is so powerful.
Ogre says in his article at freekeen.com, I would humbly suggest that the only chance one has against this government is pacifism. Only by clogging the gears and overloading will the system be slowed. I would suggest that enough people would be able to show the government that the system doesn't work. Enough people in the system might get one or two of these government workers to actually understand that those who are jailed are actually people. I think what Sam is doing is great work, even if it is at great cost. And I'm not even suggesting that people intentionally go out and violate laws to point out their absurdity, like Andrew Carroll, who did the marijuana thing. No, I don't have anything against his action, and I think Andrew did an excellent thing to help liberty. I think that that type of an action is really good. It's just not for everyone. Then again, just imagine what the police would have done if they showed up just as they were arresting Andrew, another person showed they had a marijuana leaf in their hand, and then a third, and then another. How would they have arrested 100 people who all refused to give their names? Sorry, just dreaming there for a minute, he says. And that's a wonderful dream. It's a dream that I share. And unfortunately, we're not to the point where we've got even 100 people that can attend a protest like that, let alone actually engage in the civil disobedience. But he's absolutely right. That is all it would take. 100 people may not be able to swing an election, though it's certainly possible in New Hampshire, but 100 people doing civil disobedience would crush the system. They wouldn't be able to schedule all those trials. The state wouldn't be able to afford to pay for all of the trials if all of those 100 didn't give their names, sat in jail cells quietly and peacefully, and then proceeded to demand trials. They'd have to throw all those cases out and stop arresting those folks.
You know, maybe it's not 100, maybe it's 50, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 500.
Maybe it's 20.
But somewhere there is a number to where the state will not know how to deal with it, and they're going to have to change.
They had to call out all the cops on duty in the surrounding area when the disorderly six were arrested after you were arrested. They managed to handle you because you were all by yourself. Then six other guys ended up getting arrested. Only one or two of them were somewhat disobedient. One of them was as disobedient as you in that they went Patrick went completely limp. But it still took every single cop. They called in the state troopers. They called in the sheriffs, who are normally not involved in doing arresting or anything like that. They had to call everybody in for six people. So 20? 20, I think, is a real magic number as far as I'm concerned. The more the merrier, the more we get, the more we can experiment, the more things that we can try that have never been tried before in the arena of peace.
Yep.
All right. Hour three is on the way. You can bring up anything here. I know that somebody's online still wants to talk about this. We can continue this conversation. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.